A great outcry had been heard by God against the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. God mentions it twice, and the angels mention it once, as being the reason for God destroying these cities in Genesis 19. The word translated as outcry in Genesis 18 and 19 do not refer to a third party's accusations against these cities. Instead, it is the shrieks and cries of the oppressed victims that reached God's ears and caught his attention. It's the same context, just like in Exodus 3, verse 7 to 9, where God told Moses that he had heard the cries, that is, the shrieks, of his people in Egyptian slavery as they were oppressed by their taskmasters. It is very interesting as we look at that passage in Genesis 18, verse 16 to 21, and we see that God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?" And you can see there that he is actually making reference to his covenant promises to Abraham, that he would make of him a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. That is God's covenant promise to Abraham. And so God specifically mentions those covenant promises. Why does he ask that in the context of him saying, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?" I believe it's because covenant is about friendship, remember? And you don't hide things from your friends. You don't hide things from your friends. Especially if there are things that you're about to do that are going to impact your friend. Because after all, Abraham's nephew Lot lived in Sodom. So yes, it would directly impact Abraham's life because it would affect Lot. And we know that Abraham loved Lot very much. So God actually stayed to speak to Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah because Abraham was his covenant friend. The two angels left to go to Sodom, and this is what happened. God stayed behind, and he had a conversation with Abraham. In verse 22, the New King James Version says, "Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord." However, in the Five Books of Moses by Robert Alter translates this verse as, "And the men turned from there and went on towards Sodom, while the Lord was still standing before Abraham." Not while Abraham was standing before the Lord. No, Alter says that it should be while the Lord was still standing before Abraham. Alter's commentary notes are very interesting, because they state the following. The Masoretic text has Abraham standing before the Lord, but this reading is avowedly a scribal euphemism, what the Talmud calls a tikkun sofrim. I don't know if I pronounced that right, so I will spell it for you. T-I-Q-U-N. New word, S-O-F-R-I-M. Which was introduced because the original formulation smacked of lèse majesté. Now, according to Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, lèse majesté is the crime of violating majesty. It is an offense against the dignity of a reigning sovereign or against a state. Thus, the scribes did not want it to seem offensive that God would stand before Abraham, instead of Abraham being the one to stand before God. And thus, they fixed the book by changing the wording. And so we see that once the two angels left, God stayed and stood before Abraham. Abraham's response was to step forward like an attorney would stand before a judge and plead the case of the accused, which in this case was Sodom. From verse 23 to 33, Abraham pleaded for the city, and God agreed not to destroy Sodom if at least 10 righteous people could be found in her. Why did Abraham stop pleading at 10? We don't know. What we do know is that Lot lived in Sodom, and his family consisted of at least 8 people. Lot, his wife, his 2 virgin daughters, a minimum of 2 married daughters with an equal number of son-in-laws. We don't know if Lot had any sons. Nevertheless, God agreed not to destroy the city of Sodom if at least 10 righteous people could be found in the city. Genesis 19 details the events that transpired in Sodom when the angels reached the city. In summary, Lot insisted that they stay in his house that night, and before they lay down to sleep, the men of the city surrounded Lot's home, demanding that the men, that was the angels, be brought out to them. Their intent was to commit homosexual gang rape. Lot tried to protect his guests, but in the end, the angels had to strike the men of the city with blindness. The angels then took Lot, his wife, and his 2 virgin daughters. His son-in-laws refused to leave with their families, and they escaped to a small city called Zoar. Lot's wife never made it, though, because she looked back at Sodom and was turned into a pillar of salt. Shortly after sunrise, Lot and his family entered Zoar, and God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with brimstone and fire. Now, what is fire and brimstone, or brimstone and fire? Genesis 19:23-24 in the New King James Version says, "The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens." According to Rami G. Khoury, the author of Antiquities of the Jordan Rift Valley, fire and brimstone is formed when sulfur in its natural state ignites. I actually saw something on the History Channel where he was showing them how many natural deposits of sulfur are found in that area. And you can basically just chip it out of the environment. And you can chip off small stones of it. Small rocks, actually. It's really just compacted sulfur, almost 100% pure. And what he did is he collected a whole bunch of these sulfur rocks and he ignited them. And they literally were burning stones. Once they were ignited, they looked like small rocks that were on fire. Considering the large deposits of sulfur and petroleum found in the area, all that God had to do in order to rain fire and brimstone down was to send down a few lightning bolts to set everything ablaze. There are 2 cities in Jordan, Bab Ed-Dra and Numeria, which are 2 Bronze Age cities whose burned remains have been discovered and excavated. They are believed to be Sodom and Gomorrah, respectively.